Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I can say this one of two ways. I could say that the average American admits to using 5 different cleaning shortcuts, or I could say the average American's a slob. I mean, you tell me which one works. I mean,
I don't know yet until I hear what these things are, because it could either mean that I'm a slob or not.
Tomato. The most common one is air freshener. 40% of Americans go, hey, guess what? I'm just going to spray it. You know, I don't know what the hell's causing the smell. I don't know what the problem is. I'm just going to spray this mofo all over the place.
In the house?
People want it. Yeah.
Oh, see, yeah. I'd want to address whatever the issue is, because it's going to keep... Like, in my car, I know what the issue is. It's my farts. Like, because I have one of those... Like, I have the chairs that aren't leather seats. Like, they're the ones that absorb everything.
Oh, so it's
like
the cloth ones, yeah.
Yeah, once you sit back in it, it's like whatever amount of farts I put in there is coming back out. So the only way I can fix that is air fresheners.
Exactly.
So I put that sweet vanilla. So it's a vanilla-scented fart in my car.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. Gas and vanilla. What a combo.
It's the best.
I don't want to go anywhere with you anymore.
No, you don't like the scent of vanilla?
No.
Yeah.
But you like the scent of my farts.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's the vanilla that really just...
That's what it is.
So I should get cinnamon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Christmas season's coming, you know?
Yeah.
Or what is it? The new car smell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. New car
fart
smell.
That's not new car. Yeah. Which they can never duplicate. It makes me laugh so hard that they have like a scent called that. And it's like, this smells nothing like a new car.
Steve farted in a new car smell. That's what it should have.
Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. So, of course, people are using candles. I use candles in the house sometimes if I have people over, because I notice when I come home from a trip that I notice a smell in my house, and I go, it's the same smell every time, which means my house has a smell that I eventually get used to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you've been gone long enough that all of a sudden you come back to the funk.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I don't know why. But then all of a sudden, like today, because I was out of town on this weekend, and I came back in, I go, there's that smell again. Then I wake up the next morning, I go, I don't smell it anymore. It's like, wow, is this weird that my nose goes, you know what this is, so I will stop letting you know what it is.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't think I've ever walked into my house and noticed a different smell if I haven't been there for a little while.
Yeah, well, you have a new home. This home that I got this is an old joint, so this could be a smell house, from.
But even the house that I've been there for like 10 years, I never noticed that.
Well, you know what? Then there's only
he doesn't
know why.
Yeah, he doesn't have a sense of smell. Man.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I can smell a little bit. It's just not very strong.
Yeah, but you're not going to get the nuances of the stuff that BJ's talking about here.
Yeah, good
point. I'm like, I've done that before. I'm like, I could smell my house, and now that I don't live with my parents, I smell their house. Like it.
Thanks for the reminder, guys.
You're welcome. No smell, Steve.
And also, you have a wife that basically, is immaculate.
Yes.
Yeah, that helps a lot.
Yeah, she cleans like crazy.
She bleaches your entire house every week, so it makes sense there's no smell.
So really,
the tub was being bleached yesterday, but because Tatum decided to poop in it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, so she bleached the tub. Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty epic.
Oh, okay.
All of a sudden I hear, babe, and I'm downstairs trying to watch the Kraken game, which was equally as crappy.
Good time to leave, man.
I come running up and I'm like, wow. But she was kind of impressed because Tatum started saying poop before she did it. So she warned her.
Oh, that was cool.
So it might be time to potty train.
Yeah, it sounds
like it. Oh, nice. All right. Oh, potty train, which one? You, Tatum, who?
Both. I've been holding off on mine until she was old enough.
So, yeah, a lot of people do that with the odor. They also like to make the bed but leave the room a mess. See, I'm deciding, you know what? I don't even want to make the bed. I'm not going to lie to myself and the people. You know?
Good for you.
I'll just shut the door. That's all.
Shut the door.
Yeah. I mean, people should not have access to my bedroom anyway. You know what I mean? That's my special place. So I always shut the door, you know.
Oh, I like this. I love when people like see something that we talk about and they see that as an opportunity to get business.
Oh, okay.
Steve, I can get the farts out of your seats. Sudzilla Detailing.
Oh. Ooh, Sudzilla.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
Sudzilla. Awesome. You know what?
Yeah. I don't know why, but Godzilla.
But like shooting foam out of its mouth instead of this stuff. I like that.
And then your car's clean.
You know what, Steve? I like that. You're right. That was a good opportunity. And frankly, not a bad situation because, you know, sometimes even that the air freshener fart smell is sometimes it's just so bad because the car is so enclosed. And, you know, I get embarrassed when I get in my own car and I got to pick somebody up and I'm going, oh, boy. All right. I there's nothing I can do about this. And they know what it is. It's air freshener combo with me. So maybe Sudzilla's the people. Maybe if they can get it out, that would be okay.
And I want to do it and not tell my wife. And then when she gets in my car, she'll notice. Because my car is just a disaster. Right? That's like the one place where I'm a slob.
Yeah.
And she'll come in and just be like, what's going on? I'm like, yeah, I just figured I should tidy up a little bit and just totally take all the credit for it.
Oh, good call.
She would know I was lying. So I'd immediately be like, it was Sudzilla.
Yeah. Yeah, they took care of it. Sorry, honey.
I almost like go there and be like, I'm sorry. And then just leave. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm here because I was told you could get the fart smell out of my car.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, they're the same people that like will do your septic tank people. It's like, I feel bad for Sudzilla because same like the septic tank guy, it's like, you're coming in because I just destroyed something.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing God's work, aren't they?
Someone's got to.
We got a woman that ran onto the field of an eighth grade football practice wearing nothing but a scarf. Oh, yeah. People tell you all about this. He's got the mix report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys, and thanks to Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical for giving us the Migs Report. And today's a day that we celebrate every day here on The Rock.
Oh, really?
It's National Dress Like a Dork Day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've been good at that my whole life.
Yeah, I think we all excel at that.
Yeah.
In one way or another. Especially Danny with his wallet chain.
Thank you. I thought you were going to say my pumpkin beanie, so I'm actually happy you went with the wallet chain.
I like the pumpkin beanie.
Oh, thanks.
Apparently, you don't like the wallet chain.
Yeah, I have really no issue with the wallet chain. I just know we've given him a hard time before, so I felt like it'd be a good opportunity to give him another hard time.
The wallet chain will never die.
Oh, I, Steve, this look, I'm so excited to see if I'm alive in 15 years to see Danny as he gets, you know, as he's pushing 50, running around looking like this. I'm very excited to see this.
Just look up a current picture of a member of The Offspring. That's what he's going to look like.
Yeah.
Or Billy Joe Armstrong.
That too, as well. Yep.
The singer of Pennywise. Whatever it may be, that's what Danny's future is holding.
Yeah.
It's also National Seafood Bisque Day. Might I recommend a good lobster bisque?
Ooh, good call.
I love
you with that.
I love when they bring the lobster bisque out and they put the lumps of lobster meat down first in the bowl and then pour the bisque on top of it. You're like, I'm at a fancy F place if I do that.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had that done.
Yeah, right. I think they did it at the Vista Steak Prime Steak.
You know what?
In seafood place I went to.
All right, enough, Mr. Oh, I've been to the Vista. It's awesome, and you have it.
No, Carly Casino, baby. Yeah. It's where it's at. If you want to have some like fine dining, BJ, that's where you go. Maybe you bring a new friend because it's also New Friends Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so make a friend today or something.
Wow, that's not easy for me to do. So
Brad's like hard pass.
Yeah, I'm good.
You don't want to make any new friends?
No, I got enough. They're good.
All right, good. Good for you. Well, this is one woman I'd love to be friends with. She's a 27-year-old by the name of Lacey. And, well, she was arrested. And this happened in Missouri because, well, she decided to run out on the field of an 8th grade football practice naked.
Whoa.
In all fairness, she was wearing a scarf.
So all right.
And keep her neck warm.
Wow. Is she a soccer rooter? Is she, you know, is that what's going on? I don't know.
There was 29 eighth grade boys there practicing when this happened. You know that must, I don't care what she looks like. You know that had to be like the highlight of their day. It was like a random naked woman just running on the field.
Yeah, because you're, 13 years old in the 8th grade? 13, 14 in some cases?
Yeah.
And, you know, that might be the first time you start thinking that, hey, you know what? That the girls might be a thing.
I wonder if there's a mugshot picture of her. There's got to be, right?
Oh, wait. Well, that's there the is. Thing. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh. All right.
I don't even know how to describe this lady, but she looks like...
Rough.
She looks like she just failed the auditions to be in Gwar.
Damn. Wow. Yeah.
She's got like just some crazy hair going on, shaved on the side.
Yeah.
And she's really
shirt. Very serious. Like you said, Steve, I know at 13 years old, I would have been very happy to see, a woman running around that way.
Regardless of looks, again, that would just be something. That would be a sight to be seen. Now, you're probably wondering, well, why was she doing this?
Oh, that's a good question,
She told the cops she lives nearby, didn't actually intend to streak, but then told them she was at home doing drugs and she got paranoid. She thought she was going to die, so she ran outside naked to find some help. And I don't know, maybe she thought that the football team could help her. I'm not sure exactly why she ended up at the football field, but she was doing some heroin. So that's what's going on.
Oh, boy, she does look like somebody that's doing something in that mugshot.
She's not the only person that makes you just scratch your head today, BJ, because there's a guy in Florida. He's 30 years old. His name is Terry Majors. He called 911 because he was having trouble breathing, so they sent an ambulance. So now he's in the back of the ambulance.
All right.
And Terry decided to get major with himself.
What?
And he took his junk out.
Wow.
Right there while there are paramedics who are trying to treat him.
Wow.
He decided to put on some protection.
What?
Asked for an ice pack and then used the ice pack.
Oh, no, he didn't.
To enjoy time in the ambulance. I don't know how else to describe this.
Wow. I mean, an ice pack, I mean, in that area, usually to me, would you know what I mean? It would be, you know, counterproductive.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Not for Terry Majors.
Wow, Terry is, you know what? He's not Terry Belay. He's Terry Majors.
Yeah, well, he got arrested while in the ambulance for taking care of himself.
So he had a real condition that he couldn't breathe, but then he had the stamina to be able to, you know, get rolling.
You know, maybe he didn't. Maybe this is just his thing. So he just wanted to get in the back of an ambulance to do this, and he had to come up with a reason.
Oh, this is his fetish? Yeah. Oh man,
I don't know. I don't know Terry Majors. Maybe he'll be one of my new friends that I have. Maybe
I don't think he's going to be your new friend.
No, he's not. How do I explain that one? Hey, babe, how'd you meet this guy? Well, I read about him in the news.
Yeah, and seemed like an interesting guy.
Yeah, might don't Google his name.
Yeah, you might want to hide the ice packs.
Yeah, good call.
Oh, man, speaking of ice, it was a tough one on the ice for the Seattle Kraken yesterday. It was one of those games where it's like, if you're new to hockey, it just happens from time to time. Teams just beat the crap out of other teams. And yesterday was one of those examples because the Philadelphia Flyers just beat the crap out of the Seattle Kraken. Made them look like an expansion team, kind of.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
They did.
Oh, man, that was, I mean, Flyers just came out right from the get-go, ready to win this game. Carter Hart, he played great. Former Everett Silvertip, great goalie, and he's kind of on a bounce-back year. They're hoping that it's going to be a big year for him. And, well, yesterday he looked phenomenal, especially in the beginning of the game, because the Kraken were trying to make things happen. He shut them down, and then it just went to hell. I think it was like 5-0 at one point.
Yeah, Flyers lived up to their name. It really looked like they were flying all around us on the ice yesterday.
And also lived up to their old nickname of being the Broad Street Bullies, because they were just pounding our guys. I mean, there was a couple decent moments, like the fight with Jamie Oleksiak. Great, he's 6 foot like 30, and he just like pounded down that guy on the Flyers. But then on the flip side, oh man, there was that fight between Nate Thompson and Nate Bastian, the guy that we had on the show, and it was Thompson was doing it because Bastian got into it with their captain Claude Giroux, and he was just kind of like doing one of those things like, hey, don't mess with our guy kind of moments, because Nate Thompson's clearly like the tough guy on the Flyers, and he showed it against Bastian because he just started unloading on him, and Bastian was just in prevent mode. Like, he didn't even try and throw a punch. He was just trying to, he pretty much avoided all the punches, but boy, oh boy, that was just a gnar. That was like, that encapsulated the game, really.
Yeah.
Like, it was rough.
It was. It was the Broad Street Bullies, man. You are absolutely right. That's what happened.
So, we lost 6-1.
I have a question as a new hockey fan. Do you think that because they're on the road for so long that that's just kind of like affecting their mental thing?
I do think so. They're a brand new team. It's a long road trip for them. Five games. And that takes longer than 5 days, obviously.
Sure.
I was actually surprised that they went with Grubauer as their goalie yesterday. I thought, it's early in the year. Maybe give him a night off. He got peppered in the game before. He's actually been like standing on his head throughout the entire, the games before that. And I was like, maybe it's time to give Driedger a chance.
Yeah.
And well, he did get a chance because they pulled Grubauer because he was just getting, I mean, that last goal he gave up was clearly he was just in his own head.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things that just happens in hockey. But today, we turn it around, and it's going to be very weird for me to root against the New Jersey Devils.
Yeah, baby.
Because they're playing my old team, the Devils.
They're playing today?
Yeah, they play again today.
Wow.
And then they're off until Saturday when they have that big home opener at Climate Pledge Arena.
Damn. And that this is what I heard. I heard that he was going to start Chris Driedger this game.
Yeah.
That's what John Forslund said. So that was the plan, I guess, is they knew they had to start Driedger at some point in one of those two games. But, I wonder if it would have been better to do it the other way around.
I would have just given him the start for both games. I mean, it's early in the season. Let's see how, let's get both guys a chance. But, you don't want me as your coach because that would be terrible.
Yeah.
You'd have no wins. Point.
Yeah.
But I think the highlight of the game, I don't know if you saw this on social media, BJ, but it made my entire... You know how much I love Gritty.
Yeah, I saw this.
And Gritty's just phenomenal. And the Flyers, obviously having some fun, showing that they have a sense of humor. They put the camera on Gritty to announce that the Flyers have welcomed the first ever mascot for the Seattle Kraken. And his name is Cuddles, the Kraken. They unveil him, and it's just this dopey-looking guy in a really terrible octopus squid costume. We have the audio of it. Here's how it all went down as Gritty welcomes to the NHL Cuddles, the Kraken.
Yes!
And they did some weird hip thrust thing, which just makes me laugh every time with Gritty.
Oh, yeah. He's got that great costume that has his belly just fly everywhere. And so when he does that, it is. It's lewd and funny at the same time.
I thought it was the funniest thing. I mean, obviously, I'm having some. But what's even funnier was going on social media and Twitter and reading all the comments and quote tweets. There were not a lot, but too many people that legit thought that was the mascot for the Seattle Kraken.
No, they did not.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes!
Oh,
Cuddles
no.
The Kraken.
I mean, it looks so comedically bad that, you knew it was a bit, didn't you?
Majority of people did, but there was enough people that make you realize maybe some people don't should not have social media.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, if you really thought that was legit, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football. I don't know if you guys watched the game yesterday. Nail-biter right to the end. Bills versus Titans. For Bills fans, an absolute heartbreaker. 22 seconds left in the game. You're down by three. It's 4th and 1. You're 3 yards away from putting it in the end zone, though. So what do you do, BJ? Do you go for the field goal, or you try and get that extra yard so you can get first down or potentially just get the touchdown right there and win the game?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I think I go for the field goal.
Well, you're clearly not the coach of the Buffalo Bills like Sean McDermott, who decided, you know what? Quarterback sneak time. Josh Allen, punch it through. Let's make it happen. Josh Allen did not punch it through. Oh. Did not make it happen. Oh. They lost the game 34-31.
Wow. I don't know how they're doing against the rest of their division, which I think they're probably killing everybody in that division because I don't think anybody's that good.
Both teams now are in first place. They both have 4-2 records.
Yeah, so yeah. I maybe that's why he figured he could make a move like that.
It's ballsy. I like it.
Yeah.
That's what you do as a Buffalo Bills team organization. You have fans that jump into flaming tables in the tailgate parties. You have to do crazy stuff, BJ.
And Josh Allen is definitely a good rushing quarterback. There's no doubt about it. He's proven that. Yeah. But I guess, and the Titans, well, I mean, look at them. All right.
Shut it down, baby.
Yeah. I mean, I feel better about our loss to those guys.
You know what we should shut down is DK Metcalf's Twitter page, or maybe he will. Dude.
What did he do? Is he losing his mind?
Man, sometimes you find out, like, the makeup of a person when the team is not going well. And I'm getting a little nervous about DK and social media. I think he might want to stay away from the Twitters. Because yesterday we talked about how Shannon Sharp, like many people, were very confused to why he was trying to run that ball when he caught it and not just go out of bounds to kill the clock towards the end of the game. And he ended up getting in a fumble. Luckily, the Seahawks kept the ball, but it could have been a complete disaster if it didn't go that way. So, you know, Shannon Sharp put, and we talked about this part yesterday, what was DK thinking? Why try to play hero in that situation? And then DK replied with, stop questioning me, little boy, with a tears of joy emoji.
Okay.
Well, Shannon Sharp then responded to that after we got off the air yesterday and said, nothing to question. That was a dumbass play, and your pride won't let you admit it. You can't question anything I've done. Pray your resume will be as complete as mine. Pray. Enjoy the rest of the day. So at that point, I realized that these two are not buddies. I thought maybe they were playing with each other.
Oh, no.
DK responds to that.
Says,
from the looks of it, I can wipe my poo emoji with yours. Continue to gossip, you washed-up wannabe.
Whoa! Yeah.
To which then people had a field day with DK, and understandably so, because you're calling a 3-time Super Bowl champion, a 4-time All-Pro, an 8-time Pro Bowler, and a Hall of Famer, a wannabe. I think even like the Denver Broncos, like, hey, here, DK, here's the resume of that guy that you're talking about.
You know, and we alluded to that yesterday, Steve. We said, you know, DK, this guy has got a pedigree. He has a right to chirp. I mean, you know, and that's his job. His job is to say stuff like that. But he also has proved it on the field. And that's when DK's got to take a step back like any young person and go, you're right, man, I got to be better. That's all he's got to do.
BJ, he did. I think maybe someone like Russell Wilson might have been like, hey, man, you might want to tone it down with this. Or maybe he just thought better of it when he read all the people like sharing the accolades of what Shannon Sharp has had in his career. Because DK put up on Twitter, he goes, you know what? I do pray my resume can match up with yours. And then he put like the little like praying hands thing. He said, work in progress, baby.
It's almost an apology.
He said, you're right. He said, you know what? You're right. And then the tear.
All right. All right, then. That's the apology. Okay.
There you go.
The blue hair finally works, Steve. I'm like, when is this blue hair going to work on him? Because it's supposed to calm him down.
I just couldn't. I'm reading all this on Twitter. I'm like, yeah, you know what, DK? Just, you know, hit that log out button. And just.
Yeah.
Twitter's not your friend.
Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, you know, DK really, and I'm glad somebody got to him. He's got some growing up to do. I think that's the biggest enemy that DK has is just immaturity. You know, and I say that just as an old guy that has been immature. So I can understand it.
Yeah, that's a good point. He said, you watch up wannabe. I'm like, oh, this is not going to go well.
Yeah,
and if you just read the comments and it's just a field day.
It's like Shannon Sharp is legit. I don't think you really, I mean, you got to give the guy credit. He gets to speak how he speaks because he's proven it on the field.
Don't have to agree with his opinions, but you can't say the guy did nothing in the NFL.
No, that's not the guy. I mean, you know, that's not the guy you say that.
And quickly, BJ, what going on with your Red Sox and Grand Slams. Another Grand Slam for them, the third one in the series. They win 12-3 over Houston. They have a 2-1 series lead in the American League Championship Series. Game 4 is tonight. Also tonight, Game 3 between the Braves and the Dodgers for the NLCS. Braves have a 2-0 series lead.
Yeah, you know, and I'll tell you something, man. The DK Metcalf thing reminds me of something that happened last night during that ball game. Carlos Correa, who is a terrific player for the Astros, he does a little thing where he taps his watch on his hand and says it's my time whenever he does anything good. And so he was mocked yesterday by a Red Sox pitcher as he was leaving. And I love the Red Sox manager, Alex Cora, who started getting in the face of his own pitcher. Basically, it's like, no, that's not what we do. You don't want to poke the bear. And it was a good teaching
moment. We don't talk trash. We cheat on this team. Get it right.
Well, there is that, yes. And, of course, the Astros also have been hearing that all year. But I like that because, that you know, sometimes a young player can lose their mind and all of a sudden shift momentum and with, like, the DKs and all that. It's really important for the older folks to come on and go, dude, you need to slow your roll and listen. And I like seeing that. And that's what a good coach and a good manager can do to those young players. And maybe Pete Carroll got to DK for all we know.
It could
or like you said, probably Russell, because they have the relationship.
Could have been Blitz the Seahawk.
Oh, I hadn't even thought, because Blitz
is the moral compass of that team.
Or Cuddles the Kraken.
Cuddles the Kraken.
You shut your mouth.
He probably went over and cuddled with him and said, DK.
Yeah, it's the best thing I've ever seen.
Cuddles the Kraken. Can we call our mascot? Can we take the change?
Yeah,
can we have a mascot be Cuddles the Kraken?
I don't like this.
You know, in a way, that would be hysterical.
He'd be huge at raves.
Yeah. He's got a great hugger. He has so many arms.
Right, he can hug like 12 kids at once.
Right?
There is a lot of good points there. I have to say that if it can't be Phil, Cuddles may not be a bad idea.
I think Cuddles is way cooler than Phil.
I like Cuddles.
Well, I know Phil will never happen, but I pray that there's no Cuddles.
I would get a Cuddles the Kraken tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, there we go. Now it's happening.
Only if the team makes it official.
Yeah. And is it Cuddles with a K? Because of the Krakens with a K, do we call them Cuddles with a K?
I mean, if we want to go down the new metal road and spell things wrong, I'm okay with that.
Okay, fine. All right, there you go. Yeah, so that's...
Do we spell the R backwards, too?
Why not? Let's just go full all in on this. But Vicky makes a good point. He's got a lot of arms. I mean, you feel like an octopus would be the best hugger. You know, Kraken would be the,
Good old Cuddles the Kraken is the greatest.
How about if the Flyers somehow, some way, like in the last moment, you know, they're like, okay, we need to change everything. This is the greatest name ever. And they just, and all of a sudden, that's who gets revealed. Nuts.
Bonkers, baby. As far as weather, 62 degrees. We have some sun today. That's the Migs Report. And that's what's up.
And Steve, what time is the Kraken game today?
Oh, 4:00, 3:30 for like the pre, on Root Sports.
Okay, well here we go, man. All right,
and against the Devils, which I know I'm a person who loves the Devils, so maybe I speak a little biased, but they're a good young team, so they're not the crappy team that they've been for years.
You know what? Well, at least that's what you hope.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a good game.
Yeah,
we'll see what they're all about, man. It's a big bounce back game.
Yeah, that you're absolutely right, and Drieger should be in net, right?
You would think.
Yeah, that's what at least that's what they were saying, and it's probably not a bad idea because it's been a long road, man. That's got to be tough. Almost 2 weeks on the road. It's going to be right.
Yeah, just about that. Yeah, I mean it's great for team bonding with a brand new team, but you know that gets to you. That's a grind.
Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Which actor played Pennywise the Clown in the TV version of It and Dr. Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Mel Blanc.
No.
Mel
Peter
Blanc.
Cleese.
No.
I'm going to go with Brandon Tanev.
No.
Go Kraken.
Well, why not? Tim Curry actually was the answer we were looking for. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.